it's On the Wine Road Live with Jeff Davis, brought to you by Jackson Family Wines, your winestore.com.
Good afternoon. Appreciate you listening again today. And I am joined by Michelle Marquez. And Michelle, today we're happy to have some royalty with us.
Yes, we do have royalty in the house.
Christopher Jackson of Jackson Family Wines is in studio. And he's the son of the innovative Jess Jackson. His mother is the respected Barbara Banky. And you're here to talk about Stone Street Estate Vineyards, which you are the proprietor of.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jeff, and love to talk about my home. That's my spot there in Alexander Valley that I grew up on and lived for 20 years of my life.
Yeah, you live up there on that mountain, huh? That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I mean, yeah, it's just a very, very stark landscape right now, but we've got everything you can imagine from a wildlife standpoint, everything from hawk to cougar to coyote to rattlesnake. It's a pretty wild place.
Right. Now, am I right in understanding that Stone Street Estate Vineyards was founded in 1989, and then the estate was established in 1995?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. You know, Stone Street was a little bit broader originally, but evolved to be estate specific and to focus on mountain farming.
In the winery and the tasting rooms there on Highway 128 in Alexander Valley.
They are.
Yeah. And so it was your parents that established the estate, and now you and your wife are going to continue the legacy up there.
Yeah, honestly, it's the first place I ever pruned a vine, picked grapes, made wine. First time I ever worked a full-time job to 11 years old working in the cellar. So it's home.
Yeah. You know, I just found out about a month ago that the name Stone Street was your dad's middle name, and now it's your middle name and all of your sons' middle names?
Yeah, that's correct. All four of them.
Wow. Is there a story behind that name?
Yeah, so Dr. Stone Street actually helped with the delivery of my great-grandfather and supported my grandfather at one point. Brought him back to health when he was dealing with a little bit of illness. So in order to say thank you to the guy, we took his last name as our middle name. So we would not exist except for Dr. Stone Street back in the day.
How about that? And look what has occurred since then. Yeah. Wow. Stone Street Estate Vineyards is atop the Maycomba Mountains overlooking Alexander Valley. You were talking about that, where you're living now. And it's part of the Alexander Mountain Estate. And is the entire mountain estate owned by Jackson Family Wines?
So we've got a portion of a high elevation area that's called Pocket Peak. And there are a couple other families that do work up there. But, you know, when we're talking about high elevation growing in Alexander Valley, this area really mirrors the Alexander Valley. It's right to the east of it. And we're a portion of it. We're the most southern part, and actually, ironically, the coolest part. So while you'll see something like Syrah do very well to the north, we do extremely well with a variety like Cabernet Franc or even Sauvignon Blanc to the south.
Hmm. Interesting. But you're up in the elevation, though, higher level.
Yeah, it's a staggering estate. It it goes from 400 feet above sea level to 2,400 feet above sea level. Mm-hmm. It's got northeast to southwest aspects. It's got vines dating back to 1982, and it's actually got more soil types, 27 under vine, than I think virtually any other estate on the planet. It's a really seismically right. active zone, so you've got everything from clay to loam to you name it up there.
I saw a list of the soil types, and I did not see volcanic, which was kind of surprised me. So it seems like it's a mountain that came up from the surface rather than an explosive event.
Well, that's Sonoma County. I mean, as you all know, it's very seismically active. It's, you get these total paradoxes. Like, we have a block up there of Merlot, block 51, which is blue clay that's been put on a plateau at about 1,200 feet above sea level. And we actually have an inverted riverbed called Upper Barn, a Chardonnay, that's literally been inverted by seismic activity, and it's sitting up there at 800 feet of elevation. So it's totally paradoxical. It's a very weird estate.
That's crazy. You know, I've been a fan now for quite a while of mountain-grown wines. And as soon as I tasted your 2016 estate Cabernet, I could tell by the complexity and the depth of character that was evident that I was not surprised to find out it was a mountain-grown wine, because it's like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. It was just so complex, and I love that kind of wine.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite wines we've ever made. I mean, the 16 vintage was dynamite, but call it a thinking person's wine. You know, it's everything from savory to mineral to black fruit, red fruit. It's all there. It's almost meaty and smoky in a way too. And that's just the nature not only of high elevation farming, but your proximity to the coast. I mean, it's so cool that you get these very savory characteristics to the wine that we make.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We were talking about, you know, the different soil types and the aspect that you have up there. You have 290 different individual single vineyard blocks. You have the fog line, so much going on there. Is it part of the Alexander Valley AVA?
It is. It's part of the Alexander Valley AVA, and proudly, but it's our little high elevation portion of it.
And as your press materials point out, Alexander Mountain Estate is not just a single estate or a vineyard, but it's an appellation. So in a sense, couldn't that be its own AVA?
Yeah, I think the Paca Peak area should be its own AVA. It should be a sub-AVA of Alexander Valley, like Spring Mountain or Diamond Mountain would be a sub-AVA of Napa. I mean, it is quintessentially a part of the broader Alexander Valley story, but it's unique enough in the sparsity of the soil, the exposure to the coast and the elevation to have its own scientific characteristics.
Sure.
As a growing climate. And so, you know, that's something I'd like to see happen. It'd be nice to see Alexander Valley one day have the degree of sub-appellations that Napa does, because I think it has all those different subclimates, if you will.
Well, Petaluma Gap was able to make that happen. Green Valley, so many others.
Yes.
Have done it. And, yeah, I mean, if anyone could make it happen, I would think Jackson Family Wines would be able to pull off getting an AVA.
Well, we're going to push for it, but we're hoping to have quite a few partners with us on that ride.
I don't think anybody would. I think they'd be happy to join in on that. You produce estate blends up there, as we talked about. The Cabernet we were just mentioning is a blend of a variety of Cabernet vineyards, but also some single vineyard wines. And even though you have primarily just Chardonnay and Cabernet Sauvignon, some Sauvignon Blanc in your portfolio, I saw on the map that you grow quite a number of other varieties up there as well.
Yeah, we've got some really esoteric varieties up there too. Pierre Seon, who's a winemaker for Verite and a mentor to me, planted a little bit of Tannat.
I noticed that. Like, all right, Tannat up on the mountain.
We've got Riesling. We just planted a little bit of Chenin. I mean, all of the Chenin Blanc, all of these are very, very small plantings, but it's just fun to take these types of varieties and put them in that type of climate.
Did I see you doing a Sauvignon Blanc Semillon blend?
Yeah, we do. You know, the Semillon adds a little bit of texture. It's kind of like beeswax, if you've ever smelled that or felt that on the palate. But the Sauvignon Blancs tend to be extreme. A lot of acidity, a lot of fruit tonality. It's like a weird combination between fruit forward and acid driven.
I'm just amazed that this is his home he's talking about.
Yeah.
You know, he's nearby. How far down is your house where you live from the vineyard? Yeah.
So it's towards the bottom, the place that I've called home. It's at about, what would it be, 600 feet of elevation?
Oh, well, it's up there a little bit.
Yeah, it's on a little ridge line. It looks down on the valley, but the mountain behind it, I mean, that's the place that it gets extreme. 30% slopes, 2,400 feet of elevation. And some of these places that vines are planted, that we've planted or we are cultivating, are just totally impractical, which is why I love
looks
them.
Looks like a tough place to be farming.
Yeah. How do you harvest in something that's that steep?
Oh, it's all by hand. It's the exact opposite of ergonomic farming. I mean, you're getting about half the crop Right. You're perpetually working with the land, you know, keeping an eye on it. And then the topography is so complex that sometimes you have to go back and pick the same block three times in order to harvest it correctly. Wow.
Your website, Stone Street Estate Vineyards, has some really cool videos and a map of the site up there, and the view is just incredible when it pans around. And also, speaking of the harvesting, I saw it's so steep in some places where there's guys up above a vine leaning over and picking grapes, and guys down below reaching up to the same vine.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's challenging.
That's a little spot called a monolith. That's vines planted at Cabernet Sauvignon 1986. And the vines actually exist. They're quadrilateral cordon, i.e. they've got four branches coming out of them. And they sit at a 45-degree tilt because of the extremity of the slope. It's a pretty staggering place.
Yeah. About 8 to 10 feet, too, from the bottom side.
Yes.
Reaching up. Crazy. I'm joined by Chris Jackson today of Jackson Family Wines, Stone Street Estate Vineyards. I'm Jeff Davis, and you're listening to On the Wine Road Live, sponsored today by Jackson Family Wines, yourwinestore.com. We'll continue in a moment here on KSRO.
Calling all wine lovers, Murphy Good Winery has a dream job for you. Do you take life one sip at a time? Do words like Cabernet, Rosé, and Chardonnay just roll off your tongue? If so, then you may be the perfect candidate for Murphy Good's A Really Good Job.
At Murphy Good Winery, they're searching for one person to live out their ultimate dream job in wine country. They're asking candidates to pitch them their ultimate dream job. Whether that includes winemaking, marketing, culinary, finance, viticulture, the sky's the limit. They want to hear from you. Tell them your dream job.
A Really Good Job comes with amazing perks, too. A foot in the door in the wine industry through a year-long job at Murphy Good, $10,000 a month salary, rent-free living in Healdsburg, and a year's supply of Murphy Good wine. Apply today at murphygoodwinery.com. That's murphygoodwinery.com.
Murphy Good, a really good job.
Hey, Sonoma County, this is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. This is a great time for many homeowners to refinance and use your home's equity to pay off credit cards, complete home improvement projects, or just lower your payment with a new fixed-rate mortgage. Just visit georgiadair.com for a fast pre-approval. Then I'll provide a free phone or in-person consultation, reviewing your goals and potential savings. Cross Country offers amazing technology, incredible rates, and a local presence you can trust. Even more important, I have the experience and loan programs to help get your loan approved, even with challenging credit or income situations. We're a direct lender, and many of our clients close their refinance loan in as fast as 21 days. Some properties don't even require an appraisal. If you're ready for a great lending experience, then let's get started. Call me direct at 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
They say the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the second best time is now. Wilco makes it easy to get planting with a large selection of bare root trees, locally sourced veggie starts, colorful flowers, fresh herbs, and more. Stop by Wilco's Nursery Quality Garden Center, where our friendly associates are always ready to help, or shop farmstore.com and choose free drive-through pickup. Why wait? Everything you need to get planting is at your local farmer-owned co-op, Wilco.
On the Wine Road Live continues on KSRO, brought to you by Jackson Family Wines, yourwinestore.com.
Michelle Marquez is with me again as usual, and Christopher Jackson is my guest today. He's the son of Jess Jackson and Barbara Banke of Jackson Family Wines. Today's topic is Stone Street Estate Vineyards, of which Chris and his wife Ariel are the proprietors. And Chris, your father had great interest and pursuit of sustainable farming, and I saw that you've been on the estate now since, you know, you mentioned it earlier, like 4 years old. So your heart and soul is certainly part of that Alexander Mountain Estate.
Yeah, we derive our livelihood from the land. And when you look at the ecosystem up there, I mean, vineyardland only comprises about 15% of the estate. The rest of it is wildlife corridors, forest land. And so I think if you are a honest to God farmer, that you develop a appreciation for and love for the earth. And in that sense, also being multi-generational as a family with my dad before me and hopefully my sons after me, I want to make sure that they get as beautiful of a place to call home as I learned and grew up on back in the day. So sustainability, regenerative farming is critical. It's a sine qua non part of what we do and who we are.
I like how you call it regenerative farming practices. You don't hear that as often as sustainable, but
yeah, I mean, it's so there are buzzwords in this industry that, you know, people debate the meaning of it. What does it mean to be sustainable? What does it mean to be regenerative? To us, it's a combination of focusing on the global problem of climate change and doing our part, whether it's green energy generation, cutting our carbon emissions, and also the local impact, the soil erosion, maintaining the integrity of the topsoil, making sure that if anything's draining off of our estate into the Russian River watershed, that the water is as clear and pristine as possible for the local salmon populations. It's a holistic concept, but I mean, in a nutshell, it's doing our part to make sure that our practices are the type of thing that can withstand the test of time.
You were telling me earlier that you feel very comfortable up there, don't you?
Yeah, it's home to me. I mean, I'm naturally a bit of an introvert, so, you know, getting away from the crazy day-to-day of our civilization is a plus. But, I mean, it's spiritually profound when you're up there on a mountaintop, when you're looking at a hawk or an eagle flying overhead, and you're breathing in the coastal air, and you're just surrounded by nature. It's fulfilling.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can see that for sure. The Alexander Mountain Estate is about 5,300 acres overall, and you what'd you say you're planting now? About 900 acres? Is it up to 900?
A little bit less than that, but yeah, around 820 at this point. It's a big undertaking. It's 290 separate blocks, and I mean differences in soil type, aspect, elevation, vine age, rootstock, you name it. So it's pretty diverse in terms of expression. And you could stand in one block and throw a stone into another block that's the same exact variety, and the wine that you taste at the end of the day is going to be very different.
So much different, yeah. Yeah, you can see the aspects of the vineyards when you look on your website. You know, some vines are going this way, some are going that way, some are going this way to the sun. And that does make a difference. And when you had 27 different soil types down there, it certainly makes a huge difference. And mountain-grown fruit offers a brighter acidity and complexity, as we were mentioning earlier, firm tannin structure, and that all adds to age-worthiness as well.
Yeah, these wines will go indefinitely. I mean, I still drink the 2007 Chardonnays to this day from the mountain. It's, you know, ageability to me is about having a wine that's in harmony in all of its attributes, acid, structure, the fruit, the integration of the oak, and everything's so extreme up there, but it balances itself out so well that you're really only getting those secondary flavor characteristics about 7 years plus into the wine's age.
Great. And you're getting some admirable scores as well. I saw that your Christopher's Vineyard has received 95, 96, and 97 points from some respected reviewers, so...
Yeah, that's a that's another paradoxical vineyard, because that thing faces northeast, which for a cult Cabernet, you'd say it should be southwest. It should be as exposed as possible to the sun. But you're above the fog layer. You're so high on that one that that you're just constantly getting ripe from the light exposure. And that little bit of added coolness and aspect actually keeps the acidity in the tannin as tight as it needs to be to carry a bigger wine.
Excellent. Your tasting room is open now, and I saw that you also offer a lunch and tour of the mountain, so people can get in a buggy of some sort and ride up there and have lunch up there, and what a great experience that would be.
Yeah, we do. We're open from 10:30 to 3 p.m. We sit right there in the heart of Alexander Valley. But keep in mind, when you go to the winery is on the valley floor. Mm-hmm. And the trip up the mountain is going to be a bit of an experience to get to the top. But you'll find yourself up about half a mile above sea level, surrounded by these archaic, prehistoric-looking vines. And it's really, really fun to see when you get up there.
So I thought you were going to go to the topic of be sure to have layers.
That's totally.
Because it gets chilly as you head up?
It gets cold. It gets bright. Huh. It gets windy. It's just extreme up there. Yeah. You'll get sunburned on a 50-degree day. I mean, it's just a different animal at elevation.
Layers and sunscreen. Then right. Should be. I saw with last year's vintage, you brought back one of your early winemakers, Graham Wirtz.
Yeah, he's a buddy of mine. We've been working together for almost a quarter century now, a little bit less than that. And he's a high elevation specialist from South Africa, the nice. Stellenbosch area originally. And he really helped us create our conception of what mountain farming should be for Stone Street back in 2004.
He was there for about 10 years and moved on, but he's back now.
Yeah, so he stayed within the family. He worked on a couple other projects. He actually did one of the most critically successful South African wines of all time in the Chardonnay category called Capensis. But he's back, and he calls Upper Barn Chardonnay, for example, the truth. So he couldn't be more happy to get his hands on the vines and the vineyards that we have at Stone Street Estate.
Great. Excellent. On the topic of international winemaking, you probably have heard about this, but I noticed just this morning that Drinks International magazine, you're familiar with that? It's an English magazine and devoted to global wine, spirits, and beer market, recently released their top 50 most admired wine brands. Have you heard this yet?
No, I have not.
Oh. And because it's published in Great Britain, it leans toward European wines and because they're more familiar with them. However, Jackson Family Wines landed at number 29 on the list. How about that?
Well, you know, it's actually funny. So we've competed in the London Masters of Wine competition with Stone Street Chardonnay before in a blind setting, and actually taken the top spot, top Chardonnay on the planet in its respective price point. So for some reason, the Brits, they love their acidity, they love their minerality, they love Burgundy, but when they get a little bit of that California texture, you know, they love it as well.
Yeah. Well, what's impressive about that top 50 list is you placed above Chateaus Margaux, Haut-Brion, and Mouton Rothschild. So long time first growth wineries in France. So way to go.
Yeah, we're just proud of what we do. You know, the great thing about those chateaus is they're family-run institutions. They're iconic, but that's what we aspire to be. You know, when you think of Stone Street, I want to have international notoriety, not as an ego trip, but because I believe that the quality of what we farm and the quality of what we do is just so profound and so individual and so worthy of representation and conversation. And so, you know, when I hear about stuff like that, it just makes me happy and proud that a Californian family, you know, in a relatively young wine industry, when you think about it, is able to make a global splash like that in terms of conversation.
Well, I think you have arrived as a respected family in the wine industry globally. For sure. And you can certainly go much further.
Yeah. Well, I just think that the wine industry, I mean, it's multicultural. Go to any country on the planet, you can drink wine. It's historical. It's biblical in a way. It's agriculture. It's science. It's art. It's business. And it's really global in reach. So I call it the great Socratic industry. The more you know about it, the more you realize you don't know all that much.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what our mountain is to me on the micro level. It's with 27 different soil types, it's perpetually challenging what you think is possible. And so it's impossible to get bored in this industry. And that's the thing for me. I'm still discovering it. I've never been to Mosel, Germany. I've never seen Riesling from there. So anyway,
right, that's fantastic. Well, people need to find out what's going on over there at Stone Street Estate Vineyards in Alexander Valley. Go by, pay a visit, start there, and then continue your venture across the globe and tasting wine. Chris, so much. It was such a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being on.
And thank you for coming in and joining us in studio. That's great. I'm Jeff Davis. You're listening to On the Wine Road Live, brought to you today by Jackson Family Wines, your winestore.com. We'll see you again next Tuesday and this Saturday here on KSRO.